Welcome to the Intentional Artistry Podcast. I'm your host, Laura Stillwell, and I help hairstylists find their confidence behind the chair in the beauty industry through mentorship, breaking through limiting beliefs, and helping to develop skills that will help hairstylists to be able to achieve their definition of success. I'm so glad you're here. Now let's get started. Welcome to today's podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. So we're going to be talking about what is your impact. And what I mean by that is, what kind of impact are you leaving around the world around you? Who do you impact? Who do you want to impact? And is it currently for good or bad? Because you can leave a good impact and you can leave a bad impact as well. So if it's bad, then do you believe that it can be turned around for good? What are you doing in the world? What are you creating and sharing with the world? And what kind of message are you putting out into the world? I think it is all a very important thing to talk about, the kind of impact that you're having on the world, because it's all relative. It all works together. Everything works together and is beautiful collaboration with yourself, with others. So let's dive in. Let me first tell you a story though. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a teacher. I would line up all my dolls or people and teach them. Or I would play bus driver around my neighborhood and pretend to drop off my imaginary students, and I would use my bike as a fake bus. Now, I have to pause for a minute because that was set back in the 90s, and that's when kids would be outside until their moms called them in for dinner or because it was getting dark outside. That's when kids would get all together in the neighborhood and ride their bikes all in a row, coming up the little hill in your neighborhood, and all you would see is a horizontal line of helmets. That's when kids use their imagination all day long. So if you're currently judging me for playing pretend teacher or imaginary bus driver, well, that's fine. Anyways, but for real, you don't have a similar childhood growing up. I sure hope you do. But back to what we were talking about leaving an impact on the world and the people around you. That point of me sharing this story was because when I took a look back on my life, I wanted to be a teacher and play makeup all day long. I never thought that one of those things would come back into my life, but it did. Now, can you imagine not stepping into the thing that God created you to be, that you do effortlessly or so passionately? You know, sometimes our gifts are natural born skills that we have, and it's something that we have a really hard time seeing for ourselves. Now, if that's the case for you, if you're asking, okay, what are my skills that come naturally, then maybe you can ask someone that's closest around you to tell you. Now, the whole point of me telling the story is because if you have been around for a little bit of time, then you know that I'm a hair stylist and a makeup artist, and I've had a business for the last 4 years. And I've been a master cosmetologist for the last 13 years. With me mentioning all those things, I think it's an important thing to say that I think there can be many different things and many different ways that you can impact people on this earth. And it's not just what you do, but it's how you do it. Are you kind doing it? Do you love people? Are you connecting people? Are you pointing people to God? Like, what are all the impacts that you can make? Like, and when you do make an impact on someone, could it be a ripple effect? And I think that is true. I think that when you do make an impact on people, then it does and it can impact people. So say for instance, I impact you. Now, because of that impact, how are you feeling? How are you thinking? Are you more confident? Do you feel more confident? Do you feel beautiful? Do you feel more positive and more, you know, what is that thing? Like, insert your own thoughts there, right? When you've been impacted in a really good way, how did that make you feel? And then how was the rest of your day? You know, and I think too, like, you can have really positive impacts. And that's what we're really talking about today, is the positive impacts on someone. Because, you know, we all know that there's negative impacts that we can have on people. But the positive, good, healthy, wonderful impacts are what we really want to focus on today. So how do you create impact with people? And the first thing that, like, came to my mind was, are you able to be a positive person? Like, are you able to look at the glass half full instead of half empty and be grateful? You know, I'm not always saying, like, be happy. Like, years ago when I was growing up, I just was a very happy person and I had a lot of peace in my life, and I was smiling all the time. And someone came up to me and was like, why are you always smiling? And I was like, I don't know. I mean, I'm just happy. Like, I feel grateful and stuff. And I think when you go through things in life, that can start diminishing. And I think that can, you know, suffering does that. And so, but I definitely think that through all of that, yes, it can change your impact. But I think honestly, through that, even it's how you allow it to impact you. I think when you go through things, or when, you know, whether they are your choices or it's from someone else's choices, I think it's really how you see life and see people and see whatever you're going through. And I think when you're able to be optimistic and positive with things and trying to see the best out of everything, then I think that can really leave a positive impact, not only on yourself, but the people around you as well. And then on another way to making a really good impact and a positive impact on people is you're creating an impact on yourself, and you are studying and you are wanting to be better and you are wanting to do good in the world, and not just in your life, but others around you as well. I think that makes a big difference, because it's one thing for you to connect and for you to feel connected. It's like pouring something into your own cup, but it's the overflow and it's actually pouring into other people's that is really, really beautiful. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't pour into your cup or have someone pouring into your cup, because I think that is really important to be able to make a positive impact of saying, okay, I'm going to continue to develop myself. I'm going to continue to develop my mind and looking at really good things and, you know, trying to develop and cultivate that for yourself and your mind and your heart. And then when you're able to pour that onto other people, that's really cool too. And then another thing I would say is to appreciate the little things, and why not be able to smile? Like, I can't tell you how incredible it is just to see a smile, like, on another person's face, like, smiling right back at you, and you smiling at other people. Like, it can make someone's day so much better. And that is something that I think is really underrated now, is that people just don't want to smile. They're not interested at all. And, you know, I think that smiling can bring such goodness to someone. And even saying, like, seeking out someone, like, have you ever been in a grocery store or in a shop or at a salon or just walking down the street and you see someone and they look beautiful, or they have a beautiful smile on their face, or, you know, they have a pretty bag, or they're, you know, they look beautiful that day. You know, when you go out and seek them and say, hey, excuse me, I just wanted to tell you, like, you looked so pretty today. I just love your outfit, or I love, you know, you have the most beautiful smile. It really brings such positivity and such a goodness to someone. And I think that is another reason of like positive impact on someone that can really change the trajectory of even their day. And then can you imagine? So, you know, when your day is really, really good, or someone sought you out just to compliment you or say something that was really beautiful to you, what did that do? It took a second to do, maybe a couple minutes, but really, it took no time at all. And how you felt like you were on cloud nine, right? Like you walked different. You had a more confidence about you. Like that person's impact on you, honestly, changed how probably you felt in that very moment. And then you're probably going to say, oh my gosh, it made my day. And then what happens after that? You go back to work, or you go home, or you go see your friends, or you go see your spouse, or you go see, you know, whoever it is that you're seeing, your parents, your family member, your sibling, your boss, whoever. And you're taking that confidence and taking that positivity into the next interactions with people. And I think that's what I'm trying to get at, is it's something so small as like a smile or telling someone, hey, you look really great today. I just had to tell you that. And that can make such incredible impacts on people, and telling the people the truth and loving them and seeing goodness in them and telling that person, I think that is such a beautiful thing. So how are you going to make an impact on people? How are you going to impact yourself? How are you going to impact the people who are around you? I'm not saying you have to be perfect at this, but take one little thing, smiling, or how can I be positive today? How can I be grateful for where I am right now in this very moment, in this very second? How can I be grateful? And then looking for those things, looking for the positive things in your life. I think that's really the first couple steps on how to be able to make an impact and a positive impact on people's lives. All right. Well, there you go. Those are my thoughts for today on how to leave and impact people in a really positive way. I hope you love this. And please, if you have not liked and followed this, please go do that. And so you can get notified on new uploads every week. And I'll see you next Monday. Have the best week ever. Bye.